With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Maria!
Hello there. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
You've been holed up in the studio working on a new album. Any details and gossip you can tell me?
We haven't announced a final release date. But I think we have one, and it's a cool one. It's this definitely this late fall. So we're trying to shoot for Halloween. We're just trying to get the final approval on if that could be the actual date yet. But we're so excited about it. We're recording with Kevin Cherko again. And it feels like the next level for us and kind of this next extension for where we kind of needed to go. And we're really excited about it. I'm just so excited for the world to hear it.
Last week, I was talking to the guys from I Prevail, and we were talking about wanting to work on a new album and that there's kind of two kinds of bands. There's the kind of band that wants to be in the middle of a city somewhere, in the middle of hustle and bustle to work on a record. And then there's the bands that want to go out in the middle of nowhere and be completely isolated and forced to focus. So which side are you on?
Right. I'm a total recluse human being in general, so I'm always wanting to hide out. I'm the hideout type, like, because we actually record our albums in Vegas, but I don't even go anywhere. I still hide out the whole time. Once in a blue moon, I'll go out to some of those shows to try to get inspiration for our live shows. Because when I do an album, I don't just do an album. Like, I kind of always build this kind of little world around it, and the stage show has to go with it, and the visuals and the everything. So I try to create the whole thing. I try to expand off of the music in all these different ways. But I hide away. I'm a hideaway type of person in general, for sure.
I was just in Vegas a couple weeks ago. First of all, it was 106 freaking degrees. And second of all, like, it seems like the most unlikely place where you could even find a dark corner to hide away in.
There is. Our producer has the most beautiful studio, and we had like an Airbnb that was really private, and I hide away always. Like, so I'm lucky now I get to be on a star coach, so I kind of have my own little half bus is like a little apartment. It's got like a bathroom and bedroom, and it's kind of like a little world, so I can hide in there all the time. But even when I was in a van in the beginning of our career, I would take little sheets around my sleeping bag. We all slept in the van. There's like, for a few years. So there's like 8 of us in there, and I'd have a little sleeping bag on the floor. And I would take little sheets and like pin them all around the ceiling around my sleeping bag. So I would be in like a little cocoon bubble. So even if I'm in the midst of madness, I'll find some sort of way to like cocoon myself.
I've been looking for somebody that shares this little weird quirk that I have. I sleep under a weighted blanket. Do you do that too?
Oh, I love that. No, but I've been hearing conversations about these. I always sleep in some sort of canopy thing. So no matter if I'm on a bus or a home or staying in a hotel, like if I'm at a hotel for a long time, like 2 months or something like that, I'll put up little canopies and fabrics all over the place so that I hide inside of it. But that's the type of person I am. I have to try this weighted blanket everyone's talking about.
My blanket is 25 pounds.
Oh, my God.
It's amazing.
It's just kind of, but it's not warm. It just kind of, like, cloaks you.
It's like when you go to the dentist and they take an x-ray and they put that lead thing on you.
Oh, my God.
It feels so good.
It does? All right, I'm going to have to try it.
It's supposed to be really good for, like, anxiety and stress, that it makes you feel,
right,
like, well, swaddled
I
like a baby.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll have to try that. Thank you for sharing that with me. Honestly, a few people have told me about it, so I'm gonna get it.
Now, going back to the Airbnb in Vegas, do the people you rent the Airbnb from know who the hell is renting their house?
I highly doubt it. No, we go through like our management and all that stuff, because they probably would assume that we would be something probably that we're not, you know. So we're actually good Airbnb people because we are so reclusive and don't really, you know, we hide out and stuff like that. If we were going to throw a party, we definitely wouldn't throw it in our where we stay. We'd throw it somewhere else.
I've never rented an Airbnb, but it sounds like it's something that you kind of have to do from time to time. What's the weirdest thing you found in one of those houses you rented?
Oh, God, we have found some weird, creepy stuff, just like random underwear all over the place. Or, you know, we get nice Airbnbs. You know, they're kind of creepy. There is something about it that's a little creepy, like what if there's cameras behind the mirrors or, you know, somebody's house. It's not like I guess you could get that in a hotel, too. But there is definitely a borderline of creep. I always kind of look around and make sure there's no cameras and things like that, because you never know.
Well, you've been working on this album, but You took time away to go and play some shows because you were just in New Hampshire on Friday.
Yeah, we're on tour right now, getting the new show out there for the new album. And just, you know, sometimes it takes, we're super theatrical, and it takes kind of figuring out certain things to make sure certain things are running right or certain theatrical aspects that we do. And even the songs, sometimes you think a song is going to be so great live, and it might not, you know, transpose live the way you want it to. You just got to work on it, change the visuals, or maybe switch up the song. So we're just kind of dialing in everything so that when the new album comes out here soon, it's going to all, you know, meet right there in the middle perfectly.
Well, you're talking about the new album coming out and maybe around Halloween, and I'm sure you feel the same way. That's my favorite day of the year.
Oh, I love Halloween. We're doing an October run around that's just, because we have a slogan with us that called Become the Show, where like all of our fans love to dress up when they come out to the shows. And we just think it's so fantastic for the night to not just be about us and us putting on a show on stage, which though we love it, this is our dream, but make it about everyone else at the show as well. Let them be a part of it. Let them have fun and get, you know, feel all connected. So we love Halloween. And that's why we want to put the album out then and kind of create that tour around that as well.
Well, that's why you called, because you called to promote the Mother's House of Horror Traveling All
yes.
Hallows Eve Masquerade.
So exciting. Yes. We're going to be giving you a Halloween presents. It's going to almost be kind of like a haunted house inside. We're going to have like horror movies playing on different screens. We're making a really special event. It's going to be a night of just excitement, people dressing up. It's going to be about everybody. And something I think nobody's ever seen before, for sure, the way that we're bringing it.
Well, this is going to happen at the Palladium on October 26th, yes. And the tickets are going on sale this Friday. It's huge.
Be there. It is huge. It's going to be a really exciting thing. It's going to, you know, just have all these different aspects you don't always get at a show with music and stuff like that. And we're going to really try to bring all kinds of unique, different types of things to it so people can really just experience something they've never done. And we're talking about now doing it every year. So we might do something annually for this all the time now. We'll see how this first year goes and then, I guess, go from there. But we're definitely, definitely excited about that. I love Halloween. Who doesn't, right?
Yeah, it's a great day that's all about, you know, dressing up and being weird and eating candy. And there's no gift-giving requirements. You don't have to spend it with, you know, your aunt that you hate with the hairy mole.
Yep, and you can become whoever you want, whatever you want, you know? So it's freeing. I think everybody loves it. That's why they have so much fun.
I tell everybody that it's the one day of the year that I look normal and everyone else dresses weird.
It's so true. That's how I am. Like, if we wanted to dress up, I could put, like, a Gap outfit on or something.
I did that once. One year at the AAF Halloween party, I dressed in a business suit with like pearls and put my hair up in a bun and wore glasses and no one recognized me.
I love that. I mean, that's fantastic. That's probably something that I would want to do, to be the most opposite of what we are, right?
Well, that's the whole point. And you know, your stage show, for anybody that's never seen In This Moment, it's all visuals and costumes and lights and there's so much production And so, I mean, for you, that's kind of the only thing you could do is, like, dress like a soccer mom.
Yes, I'd pull up in a minivan. I mean, I think, yeah, that's, by the way, I had a minivan when I was young. I got one for free. And it was when I was in the beginning of the band, and we all got together, and we spray painted the whole thing black. We spray painted the windows black, and then we painted like spider webs on the hubcaps, and we glued a skull to the front hood. So I did have a minivan once.
I bet if I started asking all the bands that come through the WAF studio if their first band van was their mom's handed down minivan, I bet 90% of the bands would say yes.
Yeah, my sweet mama gave me mine too. We made it cool ourselves. It was so hilarious.
What does she think now about the band and just what your quote-unquote job is?
Oh, she's so precious, my mother. I have the most beautiful mom. She's so proud of me, and she knows that, honestly, I do what I do because of my mom. She just loved, like, Stevie Nicks and Tina Turner and the Runaways, and, like, as I grew up, Patti Smith, and when I was a little girl, she took me to all these concerts when I was, like, 5 years old, you know, barefoot with it, wearing a t-shirt on the lawn at all these concerts with my mom dancing around. So I got to be exposed to all these like amazing artists and musicians and women at such a young age. So she takes some credit for what I do, you know, because she exposed me very young, and she's believed in me always. You know, there's not been a day that I ever told my mom I had a dream or a thought that she said, maybe you should rethink it, you know, because I only went to the ninth grade, and I had my son really young, and when I told her I was thinking of moving to California to, like, you know, be a star, you know, she said, you can do it, I love you, and just always believed in me. It was just such a beautiful mother. I've been really gifted with my mom.
Maybe freaky girls like you and I, you know, maybe we can blame it on our moms, because my mom is kind of that way too, and, like, you know, she was so proud when, you know, the radio thing took off, when they made me a bobblehead doll. She put it on the mantle at the fireplace.
So sweet.
She's always hitting me up for tickets and backstage passes.
I love that. Yes.
Dave Windorf from Monster Magnet grabbed my mom's ass once, and you would have thought that, like, she met Santa. Like, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, my God. I would have put him in a headlock. But yeah, my mom is just so amazing. I didn't have a dad growing up, but I think that it was like part of my blessing, because I think it did bring on a lot of that kind of darkness when I was young, and pain, and some of that, the dark side of me that I think I kind of went through in life, which I think made me a better artist in the long run. You know what I mean? And kind of to be able to embrace all these different sides of myself. So you never know. But thank God we have good mamas, though.
That's right. Exactly. Well, I'm super excited to hear the new music. So we're hoping that we're going to get it around Halloween.
Yes, a perfect timing for that tour. We can't wait to see you guys. It's going to be a really theatrical, exciting experience. And we're going to be giving away prizes. And it's going to be something like nothing else. So make sure we'll see you all there.
Tickets go on sale this Friday for the Mother's House of Horror Traveling All Hallows Eve Masquerade on October 26th at the Palladium. Maria, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much for taking time to jump on the phone with me. I look forward to seeing you out there, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you and I should go to the Gap looking for Halloween costumes together.
Let's do it. We'll get some glasses, some, like, sneakers that you wear with a suit when you run in the mall. It'll be great.
We'll wear something plaid.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. I still think we wouldn't look normal, even though we would look like we were dressed up, because it just we could cover up all of our tattoos, I guess, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Well, we wouldn't blend, but it would be hilarious trying to.
It would be hilarious. If I do it, I'll send you pictures.
Oh, definitely. Right back at you, baby.
Okay, cool. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thanks. You too.
All right. Bye-bye, love.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.